And the oldest boy, he stayed in Atlanta. He hardly ever come, but he come now and then, just maybe 2 months before he come to see me. But he come to see me.
Mm-hmm. I see you have some thread up there. Do you do your own little sewing and mending?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I can sew by nearly as good as a common woman.
Well, good.
That Georgetta yonder.
You made it.
I made it.
Made what?
Down yonder.
Jar jelly.
Down yonder. Pair of preserves and pints like that. I made them. My boss man is going to give them. I cook for the woman you ever seen yet.
Well, good for you.
I trained up there when I was a little boy. Oh, I.
Did he say leave that table
off? Mama would make soap in them days. The time we had an old basket. Put up there and run line. I'd run around there, get me a tin cup, cut me a little line, put it in there, and sit down inside the butt. I tell you, I can't make it out alive. I'd run in the house and get me a little piece of bar soap, put it in there, and it boiling. She stole her. And when it got on, I looked back up, I said, I'd like mine done too. And he'd be there, cook so hard, when he got cold, I couldn't hardly get out of that cup. Oh, lack of that. And when Mom was cooking, I was around seeing how she's making the bread. That's why I learned. And I said, oh, no woman here is to do nothing to the house, nothing but me.
Well, I think you do well.
I think so.
I think you do.
Everybody else says the same thing.
And God's been good to you to give you good health?
I'm good health, yes. Oh, look, this load. Where that man lives, I've lived all in there, and just more good friends than any of them white ones. Yeah, I was down sick in the bed. They'd come see me just like you here now.
Sure. Well, when you do good for others, it comes back to you.
That's
you know
right.
It?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, nice. Yes, ma'am. Don't suffer for nothing. Don't owe nobody a penny in the world. Just sit there. And when you get out and sing up, you lose and sing, don't grieve. Lord, will add it back up you here.
Well, that's true.
I'll make a way out of no way for you.
He surely will.
Yes,
do you ever see Mr. Ivy much?
Huh?
Mr. Ivy down here, do you ever see him much?
Do I ever see him much?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I go down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got that stove?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go down there sometime. Yeah, I go down there sometime when I want to buy something. He teases me a whole lot. Now you can ask Mr. Ivy about me, he's all right. He's powerful for cheating, though.
Yes.
He don't know nothing on me. All of that slating you see on this house out there, under that slating, the big side around that house, I put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I see you must grow some flowers in the summertime, don't you?
Flowers? I haven't put a flower yard in any woman you ever seen.
Because I see you have it fixed so pretty out there.
The dirty the yard and all is about as dirty around here now as you'd ever see it. I don't let no trash nothing get around in the yard. It's an old house, an old place, weeds and things up. And when I come out, all out there, clean out there with leaves that deep from those trees, that big tree on all out there, up that deep. And when my wife died, I went and stayed with my sister down here at Mr. Rivers's. And the man kept, every time he'd come around that way. And the folks got to tearing up his house. He said, well, you better go back home. I said, I don't know anybody but me. He said, your land's up there, you left. You can tend it if you want to, or you can sit down. I said, now, boss, I wouldn't promise you I'd tend no land. I said, but if I don't tend the land, I said, I'll pay you rent. He said, no, we'll.
I'll rest you, look.